So I can turn in your Bibles to Acts 17 as Steve Woodman comes and reads God's Word for us.
I'm going to be reading the passage of starting with verse 16 and going through the end of the chapter. Acts chapter 17, 16 through 34. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw that the city was given over to idols. Therefore, he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshippers and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. Then certain Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him. And some said, "What does this babbler want to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods," because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine is of which you speak? For you are bringing some strange things to our ears. Therefore, we want to know what these things mean." For all the Athenians and the foreigners who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you. God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their preappointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own prophets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, while others said, 'We will hear you again on this matter.' So Paul departed from among them. However, some men joined him and believed, among them Dionysius the Areopagite, a woman named Damaris, and others with them." Amen. Let's pray together. Our Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your word in which you've revealed yourself to us in the way of salvation. We thank you, Lord, for this testimony of your work through the Apostle Paul. We pray, Lord, that you would prepare our hearts as we come before the preaching of your word tonight. And Lord, we pray that the conference would have impact on us, Lord, far beyond this building. That we would not simply be stirred or impacted for a night, but Lord, that you would change our hearts as we head back home, that we would have a greater fervor for your glory and for the advancement of your kingdom, for the salvation of precious souls. Lord, that we would hear before too long of greater works of church planting and missions and theological education. Lord, we pray that perhaps in a fresh way that another movement of your grace would begin and continue from this place. So, Lord, may we be not just hearers of the word, but doers as well by your grace and by your spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.